Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The state attorney general is launching a first-of-its-kind Office of Gun Violence Prevention. The move follows a particularly violent stretch in Oakland, which saw four people fatally shot and five others wounded in an 18-hour period since Monday. Phil, do we know what the office will do?
We don't even have a director yet. What we have is a website and a series of statements from the attorney general saying that what we plans to do is not only concentrate on gun safety and possible gun safety laws, also with getting guns out of the hands of people that have been deemed unfit to have them in California, and also trying to get to the root causes of gun violence, which is people shooting people. Exactly how he's going to do that remains to be seen. As you said, this is coming after a spate of violence in not only Oakland, but across the state. In Oakland, actually, shooting has gone down by about 4%, but it's part of a three-year trend that is so high above what the previous years are that to say it's going down would be a misnomer. Let's just say it's not getting any better. But it's an election year. Rob Bonta is running for election, and he's going to come out with something, and his solution appears at this point to be more bureaucratic than anything else.
So, Phil, specifically, it is not aimed at Oakland. It's aimed at the entire state.
Exactly. Now, he made the announcement in San Francisco. It's not aimed at Oakland, but we, you know, use for news pegs and news hooks. He certainly didn't know a week ago that this was going to happen in Oakland. We were going to have these, you know, stunning shootings. I mean, we have two people that are shot as they were having tea after attending a mosque. I mean, you can't get more nonviolent than that. And another shooting literally out the steps of Frank Ogawa Plaza in front of Oakland City Hall. It's a shocker. There's no way around that. And so he was made this announcement in San Francisco. He's an assemblyman with a history of pushing these types of issues, gun safety. And as a top lawman, he's got to come up with something. Now, he's not talking about more arrests, except for, you know, for possibly cracking down on ghost guns. But we'll have to see what happens. Oakland and the Bay Area is still reeling. We're still understaffed on police. We're still seeing violence rise. And we've had some people in Oakland city government call for the city to declare a state of emergency, something Mayor Libby Schaft hasn't done in the past, and I'm not sure she's going to do now.
Is there something that logistically happens by declaring gun violence a public health crisis?
You know, not really. I mean, what we do is you use language like that to, you know, free up funding or to get things rolling. But, you know, let's drill down on that just for a minute. We're going to declare it a health crisis. Okay, I'll agree it's a health crisis. You get shot, you got your health problems, you know, but you're also saying, what you're not saying is that it's a criminal problem. And we have still a philosophical, you know, two ways here in California. You don't want to criminalize. You don't want to put people in jail. We don't. We don't like locking people up, but people are shooting people. So we call it a health problem as well as a criminal problem, but we push the idea that it's health. A lot of people feel just better about that until somebody gets shot.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! auto parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.